The state has set a contamination threshold for sulfalane in North Pole groundwater. The standard reflects years of research on the chemical, which has polluted the aquifer in an area surrounding a local oil refinery. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Historic spills of the industrial solvent at the Flint Hills North Pole refinery have polluted hundreds of private wells off-site. The contamination was first detected in routine tests in 2009. State and federal environmental agencies have worked to understand the risk. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation environmental engineer Ann Ferris says a project team has determined a low-end contamination standard.
The final number is 14 parts per billion, or micrograms per liter, and it's a very low conservative number, so we do see concentrations higher than that, quite a bit higher than that on the refinery. Concentrations off the refinery have been anywhere from zero, actually, up to about 430 parts per billion.
Ferris says about 300 private wells in the area exceed the standard. Sulfalane is not a known carcinogen, but only limited research has been conducted, and people have been recommended not to consume the tainted water. Flint Hills provides affected property owners with water treatment systems, water tanks, or bottled water. Spokesman Jeff Cook says the company will provide water and maintain systems until well water tests below the contamination threshold. Meanwhile, Ferris says there's a continued focus on cleanup.
Sulfalane has provided a lot of challenges for us, so we've been working with Flint Hills and the University of Alaska to try to come up with different cleanup options for this chemical that nobody has really had to deal with on this scale before. But we're making progress. Flint Hills has upgraded their pump and treat system that's on the refinery, and that has been very reliable in the past year. And then additionally, we're looking at a technology called air sparging that seems real promising.
Air sparging involves drilling down to below the aquifer and pumping in high-pressure oxygen, which promotes the breakdown of sulfalane. Ferris says the technique is labor and cost intensive and not practical for the entire spill zone.
We're looking at a 3.5-mile long plume, 2 miles wide, and detections down to several hundred feet. So this is not something that we think is going to treat the entire plume, but the idea is to get at the higher concentrations, particularly on the refinery, cut off that migration from the refinery and clean up the source areas so that the rest of the aquifer can be taken care of naturally.
Ferris cautions the aeration technique could break down sulfalane into other dangerous chemicals, and testing continues. Flint Hills is covering the cost. The company is fighting with previous refinery owner Williams over who's responsible for sulfalane contamination, which stems from spills prior to 2000. Flint Hills bought the refinery in 2004. A hearing in the case is scheduled for April 8th. The DEC and other agencies involved in the sulfalane response host a public meeting in North Pole February 20th to update area residents on the contamination and cleanup. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.